Hello.
Hi Lisa, it's Becky from Deluxe Home Care.
It's who?
It's Becky from Deluxe Home Care. I believe your daughter spoke with Tehila on Friday. So
yeah.
this is regarding getting home care services.
Okay, I already found a company, thank you.
Yeah, so the company that you had chosen was Deluxe Home Care, right?
No, I think I'm going to go with someone else.
Okay. Would you be able to ask your daughter, because we've spoken with her and she was going to send us the application, and the state just needed to contact you guys in order to schedule you for your assessment. So
I got told that the Disability Resource Center is going to be coming. They already contacted the state to get a hold of me.
Right.
I'm going to go with, I found somewhere that pays more.
Mm-hmm.
This is her daughter.
Oh, this is Jessica.
Yeah.
Okay, Jessica, can I ask you, would we be able to offer you a rate that you would be happy with?
They're offered me 15.
Mm-hmm. What if we offered you 15.25? Would you continue with us?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. I can definitely, you know, find out if that's a possibility. 15 for sure we could do, but 15.25, I'm going to double check that we could do. Mm-hmm. Just give me 1 second. Let me just message someone.
Sorry, just with not being able to work anymore, I need any extra I can get.
Okay. All right. I think it should be fine. I just messaged my manager.
Yes,
in the meantime,
I did get the HR. I just never filled it out.
Right. Okay. So good. So I'm glad you have it. And then also, the state was trying to reach you. They haven't called me yet. So, okay, probably because they have the wrong number. I see it says pending contact. What I would like to do is call with you to find out what John is your assessor, the state assessor.
Yeah, John Reed.
Exactly, yeah. Do you have John's number?
I do not.
You don't.
Sorry, I was napping.
No, that's fine. I have a lot of numbers just, like, saved up over time. Let me see if I have John's number. Looks like I don't. I don't. So what we would do is just call the state directly, and then they would transfer you over to John to send over a voicemail. Because what happens is he tries to contact you. He has till the 17th to reach you and to schedule your assessment.
Lisa's okay.
Assessment. So what I would want to do is transfer you. Is now a good time, though?
Okay. Yeah, that's
take
fine.
About 10 minutes. Yeah, so I'm going to transfer you to him. Sorry, to the assessor, to the state, and they're gonna transfer you over to John, and you're basically gonna be requesting an assessment on behalf of your mom, and then they're gonna ask you. So either I'll call you back or he'll just look at his schedule. It depends on if he's available to speak or not.
Okay.
And then I would want you to be able to request Deluxe Home Care when you're on the phone with him in the beginning. Lots of times it just saves steps after,
hold on.
So it's Deluxe Home Care.
Oh,
remember,
you texted it.
Yeah,
okay.
If you want, I can text you also because there's another agency that sounds similar to ours. Deluxe Home Health Care.
Yeah, right here it says, this is Becky from HR at Deluxe Home Care.
Deluxe Home Care.
Okay.
Deluxe Home Care. Okay. You
said you guys can match the pay?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That'll work.
Okay, so let me find out if he could speak. 1 second. Hold on, let me get them on the phone. Okay, and then it's Deluxe Home Care. Again, it's not Deluxe Home Health Care. It's 3 words.
Deluxe
Home Care.
Yep.
Okay, hold on.
Based services, this is Angie. Are you calling in regards to yourself or someone else?
My mom.
Okay, could I get her name, please?
Lisa. Lisa. Swartz. SCH. WARTZ.
And her date of birth?
12/19/64.
And what is your name?
Excuse me, sorry, Jessica Schwartz.
Okay.
My dad passed away. I'm trying to get some help.
Sorry. Okay.
Please. Get paid for the time I'm here.
Okay. second here.
Okay. The lady I spoke with said that I missed a call from John Reed and I didn't know I received one.
I'm looking here.
Oh, excuse me.
Okay, so let me give you John's phone number.
Give me one second. I was not prepared.
Okay.
So sorry.
That's okay. Nope, you are completely fine.
I fell asleep when they called. She got up so early. Okay.
Oh, goodness. Okay,
I'm ready.
John's number is 573-518-2502. And it looks like they did mail. I'm sorry. Yes, 2502. Looks like he mailed out a letter, and it just says to contact the office, his office, by 12:15. So just go ahead and call and schedule an assessment with him.
Okay, I haven't even checked my dad's mail. I forgot. I'm still trying to get everything in order.
Yeah, just give him a call and see if he can schedule that assessment for you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. You have a good day, and thanks for calling.
Bye, ma'am.
Bye-bye.